President, guests, and friends. I'm very happy to be on this program today because I have seen something which began as a very informal talk between Mr. Ernest Ludwig and myself in my office back early in January of 1946 come to fruition in this dedication 4 years and 3 months later. Mr. Ludwig and his son Robert came to me at that time to counsel with me about Robert's future education. During the conversation, Mr. Ludwig remarked that he wished there were a school in papermaking nearby so that his son Robert might attend. I had been in Kalamazoo only 7 months. President Sandgren had given me the assignment of developing a vocational education program on the campus of Western Michigan College. When Mr. Ludwig said this, a thought immediately flashed through my mind that here is a veritable gold mine for vocational and technical training. We talked on, and I learned from Mr. Ludwig that there were a few technical men in the paper industry that had felt for some time a great need for more trained men. I learned that Mr. William Kirkpatrick of the Allied Paper Mills was really very anxious that some type of training be established in the Kalamazoo Valley. As a result, in a few days, the three of us met at the Park Club and discussed the subject. 2 or 3 weeks after that, we met again at the Park Club to further discuss the subject. At this meeting, Mr. Frank Libby and Mr. William Hathaway of the Kalamazoo Vegetable Parchment Company and Mr. Paul Bartholomew of the Hawthorne Mills were invited. Another meeting of this group was held about a month or 6 weeks later. Each time we discussed the establishment of such an educational venture, a proposed curriculum, and the allied subjects. The next meeting was on November 5th, 1946. Those attending were Mr. Ludwig, Mr. Kirkpatrick, Mr. Libby, Mr. Hathaway, Mr. Bartholomew, President Sandgren, Dr. Osborne, head of the chemistry department of Western Michigan College, and myself. The idea had had time to ripen, so to speak, for we had not had a meeting since the spring months. While it seemed like a pretty large job ahead of us, we were encouraged to go on. It was decided that in the spring, Dr. Osborne and I should visit the University of Maine and the New York State School of Forestry at Syracuse, which we did in May of 1947. Upon returning, we drafted the plans and made the drawings with the help of some of the technical men whose laboratories we were visiting regularly, and were fortunate enough to get these plans approved and accepted for inclusion in the new classroom building, which was already under construction. It is this building here, now called McCracken Hall.
Thank you, Dr. Fox. Drs. Fox, Sandgren, Vickers, Osborne, Nadelman, students, and friends of Western Michigan College. The invitation from the advisory committee to become chairman of the laboratory equipment group was a challenge that could not be turned down. Therefore, I did not hesitate to plunge into this worthy project, especially when I learned I was to have the help of men like C.B. Smith of Noblewood Machine Company and Dr. Nadelman of the college. Another reason for my personal interest was because as a young man craving pulp and paper technology, I had to travel from Kalamazoo to Maine to obtain the training we hope students can obtain right here at Western Michigan College. At that time, Maine was the only undergraduate college offering courses in pulp and paper work. We have started slowly and in a modest way, enlisting the help of such men as F. B. Curtinius, Secretary and Treasurer of Kalamazoo Paper Company, Ed B. Woodruff of Woodruff Coal Company, and C.B. McDonald of Western Michigan College. When further need for specialists came, we called upon such splendid men as P.D. Carter of Kalamazoo Vegetable Parchment Company, D.B. Gerhardt of General Electric Company, R.W. Holden of Stowe Woodard, Merrill R. Wilkins of Kalamazoo Paper Company, and William W. Macklem of Hamelin, Ohio. This committee has worked long hours, but the results have justified the hard toil. And one of the tangible results, besides the equipment of the laboratories, has been a modest nest egg for further demands. The above has also served to arouse interest in Western Michigan College and in the new pulp and paper courses. We feel that our activities have had beneficial effects, not only upon the pulp and paper laboratories, but upon many other departments of Western Michigan College. We also know that we have carried the name of Western Michigan College to all corners of this great land of ours. At the time of the last fall's national meeting held by the Technical Association of the Pulp and Paper Industry in Portland, Oregon, we had the opportunity of intimate contact with over 250 mill executives, technical men, and suppliers during our trip to the coast. They either had to jump out of the windows of our special train or listen to information regarding Western Michigan College. But to keep a permanent record of the generosity of our financial backers, to remind the coming generation of paper makers who it was that contributed the fine specialized laboratory equipment, I have the honor to unveil a plaque. It reads as follows: Western Michigan College expresses appreciation to those who have made possible the specialized equipment for the pulp and paper laboratories. This plaque bears the names of 103 concerns and individuals. It will be installed at the entrance to the pulp and paper laboratories.
President Sangren, Dr. Fox, Mr. Callahan, members of the paper industry, guests, and other friends. Almost 11 years ago, I came to Kalamazoo as a member of Western's faculty. I had not been here in the chemistry department very long before members of the paper industry came to me and suggested the desirability of having Western Michigan College offer special courses, perhaps two or three, in the chemistry of pulp and paper making. At that time, we were hampered because of lack of space and hence could make no promises. It was not until 4 years ago, when it appeared that McCracken Hall was to be a reality, that plans were definitely laid for the present curriculum. But let me say that as it has worked out, it wasn't for two or three courses. We now have 14 courses in the pulp and paper technology, not including mill practice or the thesis work. Let me say that since that meeting at the Park Club, where Dr. Sangren gave his approval of such a program and ordered Dr. Fox and me to proceed with the program, I have learned much concerning the paper industry. In my college days, I had been trained as an organic chemist in the fields of pure science and not as an engineer. Dr. Fox has already told you of how we spent time visiting mills here in the valley. We gained much information concerning the content of the curriculum and concerning the nature of the space and equipment needed during our visits at the University of Maine, at MIT, and at the New York School of Forestry. All along the way, representatives of the paper industry have been most helpful. This gift is one tangible sign of the fine spirit of cooperation. There was a time in American education when a few books and a slate were all a student needed by way of supplies. Today, this has all changed. In the fields of physical science and engineering, well-planned and equipped laboratories are a must. Mr. Callahan, as chairman of the special committee, which assumed the responsibility for obtaining the funds for the special equipment, now approaching some $30,000, I want to thank you for a task well performed. You have given the committee excellent leadership. Furthermore, I want to thank your committee members. And finally, I want to express deep gratitude to all industrial firms and individuals who have been donors to the equipment fund. A large part of the fund has already been spent. Before the morning is over, you will have a chance to see the splendid new equipment. At the present time, we have around 35 students using it. And with the opening of the college next fall, we will have between 50 and 60 enrolled in the pulp and paper curriculum. Beginning July 1st of this year, another full-time instructor will be assisting Dr. Nadelman in this program. I want to here pay tribute to the hard work and superior leadership of Dr. Nadelman. We were very fortunate in securing a man of his caliber to direct this new program. Mr. Ludwig, Mr. Callahan, and I wish I could mention many other names, but I'll simply say, and other members of the paper industry, let me again say that your support of this new venture has been a real inspiration to us at Western. As head of the chemistry department, I accept this gift and assure you that I will make every effort to see that it is used as intended, namely for the training of young people who will go out into the paper industry and prove their worth. For the final success of this new venture will be decided in terms of the product we turn over to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it now becomes my very pleasant responsibility to dedicate the Paper and Pulp Technology Laboratories and its equipment to the causes for which we think it should stand. On behalf of the Michigan State Board of Education, which board controls the operation of this college, it's a great pleasure for me to be a participant in and to accept and to dedicate this laboratory and its equipment for the good of the institution and the good of the state. I'm particularly concerned at this time that we should dedicate it to the spirit of cooperation which has existed throughout the entire history of the development of this program so far. I think we should dedicate it to the development of a fine science and art of papermaking, which is such a developing institution and industry, and which has contributed so much to civilization throughout all the history of this world. I think we should dedicate it to the spirit of free enterprise for which we stand in America, and inculcate through it those principles of conduct and points of view and philosophies of life which do support the freedom of the individual and his freedom to participate in works of his own and develop the arts of his own and do it without interference and control and socialization, extreme socialization. I think we should dedicate it too, especially to the youth of this state and to those who would seek for themselves a significant occupation and a way for contributing to the welfare of the United States and to the welfare of their own personal lives, and dedicated to the welfare of the state of Michigan, because this state is supporting through this public institution its, in the best way it knows how, the welfare of youth and the welfare of its people. So to these things, I am very happy to dedicate this laboratory and its equipment with the hope and expectation that it will grow and will receive the continuing support of all those who have so far contributed to its development. Thank you very much.